The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, this is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. Welcome to another episode, another show of the Mike Radio Station. Can you hear me? And I want you to know that I have to call in today because I'm staying faithful and staying committed to what God has called us to do on the Mike Radio Show, coming to you every single Saturday at www.mikebrook@ddv.com. And I want to share with you today something God laid in my heart, even today, about the germination process. The germination process. And this is the process that takes place when a seed goes into the ground. And this is a process I really believe that the body of Christ have to understand when it comes to kingdom. As you know, I always talk about kingdom, always talk about what does it take to work the kingdom. And kingdom always starts off with what I call seed, time, and harvest principles. Germination is very important when it comes to kingdom. If you're not willing to follow the procedure, you won't get the breakthrough. You have to follow the procedure to get the breakthrough. Okay, that's very important to understand that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you what God laid in my heart and show you exactly what happens when the church really obeys what I call seed, time, and harvest principles. Okay? And so let's pray. Let's get into this. I am calling into this. So you cannot call in. But I want to share with you the word of God today. We're going to go over to Mark, the fourth chapter. I will be using the Remix Bible, and I'm going to show you the power of the seed and how everything happens from the kingdom, starting with an initiation. Something has to be initiated by the sower. Something has to happen from the sower. Okay, let's pray. And let's get into this thing. I give you praise, God, that you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory, and you give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us word, because Michael McDuffie believed according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is your body that fills all in all, in Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. So I want to share with you today what God laid in my heart in terms of course, seed, time, and harvest principles, or what I call the germination principles. And you have to understand germination if you plan to understand kingdom. If you cannot understand the seed, time, and harvest principles called germination, you cannot operate in kingdom. And this may seem ABCs to many of you, but let me explain something to you about how kingdom works. If you don't understand something when it comes to the plant kingdom, when it comes to sowing and reaping, you're not understand kingdom, because kingdom works by seed, time, and harvest. Let me say it again. Kingdom works by seed, time, and harvest. If you don't understand seed, time, and harvest, you cannot operate in kingdom. Now, I know folks think that stuff happens automatically. Stuff just happens because it just has to happen. That's not how kingdom works. Kingdom works by the person that knows how to use the principles. All right, this is very important. And I'm showing you this because I realize that a lot of people who are saved don't understand how kingdom works. They think God going around performing like magic tricks, and that you can do whatever you want to do and stuff just falls in place. That's not how kingdom works. We also welcome the Mike Live audience who's also watching, to Judy, to, of course, Linda Shalen, to Glenn Phillips. If you have your Bibles, please go over to Mark, the fourth chapter. And I have the Remix Bible, and I want to show you something quite simple but quite profound. And the more and more I speak to people, the more and more I realize that many people do not understand how kingdom works. It works by seed, time, and harvest principles. Say it again, everybody. Seed, time, and harvest principles. So stuff don't just happen because God likes you. Oh, because you're hurting, because you're in pain. I know the white man don't like you, the black man don't like you. That's not the way it works, baby. That's not the way it works. You're going to see in Mark's Gospel chapter 4 that Christ explains a parable to a bunch of people around him. And this crowd is split into two different groups. You have the masses and you have the core and the few. The core and the few, the revelation of this parable belongs to them. But the masses, Christ speaks in parables or stories in mystery form to block them so they don't really understand it. Sounds strange, right? But it's seed, time, and harvest principles. So I'm showing you this because I really believe that we don't really understand how important it is to obey God. Now, I taught this parable many ways, many times, but what I realized as I grow with M318 and I'm challenging folks to support our ministries, I'm building ministry capacity across the country and nation. We have ministries popping up in Baltimore and Washington, ministries popping up on 3rd Avenue and Patterson River Street. We have ministries popping up in Totowa. And as we grow, I have to train and equip my leaders the powers of kingdom economics. They have to understand that nothing happens unless a seed goes into a ground and it dies. If you plan to produce something with any lasting results, you plan to produce or harvest, something has to die. Listen to me, President Crystal and Glenn Phillips and the LS Up Ministries and Judy K. Broadnox. Something has to die first. So if you don't plan on producing, if you plan on producing and there's no dying, there is no producing. Something you have to give up before you produce. Now, I was driving today, right, picking up customers, dropping customers off, and I drove. I'm in between two companies right now, Exxon Mobil and Dykes Lumberyard. Both of these are companies. Dykes got his name up here in green or yellow letters, and Exxon Mobil, Exxon. Now, when I go did the research on Mobil Exxon a few years ago was the number one gas company on the planet. Massive amount of money, worth billions of dollars. But I guarantee you this, it didn't start at that level. Someone had to pay the price. Someone had to do what I call seed, time, and harvest principle. They had to get the germination process started. Someone had to initiate. So many billionaires and zillionaires and thousandaires never produce because the person doesn't start the germination process. They never initiate. They never get started. They never start sowing. And what they do, they sow one time and two times and think they done did you a favor. The sowing process is to say, God, I believe you. I'm obedient to you. And it's no such thing as I've given enough. There's no such thing as that. That's a lie. You can't outgive God. You have to give constantly and consistently. And sometimes you give to a point you can't believe you've ever given that much because something happens when you give and obey God. Okay, now, Pastor Kenneth Evans and President Crystal, I want to go to Mark chapter 3 first. And I want to read to you verse 31 through verse 35 because it takes me into chapter 4. And the reason why I have to teach like this is because I realize that people think they know the Bible until you start really showing them how deep the Bible goes and how the Bible is an Eastern book speaking to a first century people, and you got to be able to adjust the word of God to the time that Jesus Christ is speaking to, okay? So when we update the word of God according to our society, the word is applied a little bit differently in comparison to their society. Now, the principles are the same. The instructional purposes are the same, but we learn from it, Martha, Business Gray. We learn from these things and we apply them to today's society. So when we come to Mark 3, verse 31 to 35, before we get to chapter 4, it's important to understand this because in the Bible, You build on top of principles. You build on what I call a crescendo. You can't go in and pull a scripture out and then create a whole doctrine off of it. There's something going to build on top of each other, okay? We want to build on top of each other. So when we go to Mark chapter 3, verse 31 through 35, it says this. Just then, his mother and brother showed up standing outside. Hold on, I'm going to clear my throat. Hold on. Let me clear my throat. The Bible says in Mark 3, verse 31 to 32, it says, just then his father and brother showed up standing outside. They relayed a message that they wanted a word with him. He was surrounded by the crowd where he was given the word or the message or the seed. His mothers and brothers were outside looking for him to come on the outside. Jesus responded, listen to this, who do you think are my mother and my brothers? Looking around, talking to everyone seated around him, said, right here, right in front of me is really my mother and my brothers. Obedience is thicker than blood. The person who obeys God's will really is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Bombshell. Now let me explain to you, Tamia and Martha and Pastor Kenneth Evans. And this is so important to understand this. There are times that your blood relatives that's related to you by blood are sometimes lesser than those who are related to you by spirit. Jesus Christ actually isn't really a hard statement. He was saying because his birth mother Mary was outside the room and was not sitting in front of him, she was out of order. So at that particular moment, she was not operating as his mother. She was operating as a woman out of order. His brothers and his sisters, all of them that wanted Jesus Christ to leave what he was doing and come outside to talk to them. But Jesus already knew what they were going to say. They were going to say, you're out of order. You shouldn't be saying these things. You sound crazy. You sound like a nut. So Jesus Christ, don't even meet with them. Listen to me, everybody. Everyone that wants to meet with you, don't meet with them. Here's a word. This is me, Martha, President Crystal, and Judy. Everybody is not worth you meeting with. I realize some folks want to meet with me to talk me out of what I'm doing. And there's certain folks who meet with me to give me wisdom. And there's certain folks that want to meet with me just to create drama. And there's certain folks who want to meet with me just for to ask me about what someone said to me about a rumor. I say, what you want? Give me the answer. Can't tell me? Talk to me later. Speak to the hand. That's where I'm at. Jesus is that same way. He says, I'm not going outside to meet with my mother Mary or my other brothers or my sisters. The people who are sitting in front of me, these are the folks right now who are my relatives by spirit. My blood relatives right now are out of order, and I'm not getting out of order to come to their out of order to leave them from doing what I'm doing for the Father that's in order. Okay? Are you with me? Because if you start at chapter 3 and you start at verse 22, and I'm showing you how I got to back up before I get to chapter 4. Now, I know we're heading for the germination process, the seed time of harvest process, but there's a crescendo. There's something building up to Mark chapter 4. You got to understand. When we get to Mark 4, you understand it. And what's the mindset? When you back up to chapter 3, verse 22, okay, well, let's start at verse 20. Mark 3, verse 20. Jesus came home, and as usual, a crowd gathered. Hold on. And so many making demands on him that there was even time for him to eat. His friends heard what was going on and went to rescue him by force if necessary. They suspected he was getting carried away with himself. It's the Remix Bible. So the author gives you like a paraphrase. Verse 22 of chapter 3. The religious scholars from Jerusalem came down spreading rumors that he was working black magic. Listen to me, y'all. Using devilish tricks to impress them with spiritual power. Jesus confronted their slander with the story. Does it make sense to send a devil to catch a devil? To use Satan to get rid of Satan? A constantly squabbling family disintegrates. If Satan was fighting Satan, there soon wouldn't be any Satan left. Do you think it's possible in broad daylight to enter the house of an awake, able-bodied man and walk off with his possessions unless you tie him up first? Tie him up, though, and you can clean him out. Listen to this carefully. I'm warning you. There's nothing done and said that can't be forgiven. But if you persist in slandering against God's Holy Spirit, you are repudiating the very one who forgives, sawing off the branch on which you're sitting, severing by your own perversion all connection with the one who forgives. He gave this warning because they are accusing him of being in the league with evil. Now, let me explain to you. Now, your translation might say that you are violating the Holy Spirit and that sin will never be forgiven. Hold on a second. And this is the point. Jesus is talking to the religious Jewish leaders who have made a decision not to embrace the Messiahship of Jesus. Now, listen to me. They decided not to embrace the Messiahship of Jesus because Jesus is correcting them. Jesus is bringing the truth. He's bringing it hard, too, man. And the Jewish leaders that hold the power did not want to yield to him. They didn't want to give power to him, so they started rumors. They was fighting him, saying bad things about him. Sounds familiar? They don't like the power that he flowed in. So due to that, they were saying, Jesus is the devil. He's not who he say he is. So Jesus stops and said, let me warn y'all of something. He said, I don't mind all the other sins you guys are doing. When you start calling me the devil, you're messing with someone's salvation. And you're messing with your own salvation. There is a sin that will never be forgiven. And that is the rejection of the Holy Ghost that flows through me. So if you start calling me the devil and the Holy Ghost the devil, you're going to block your ability to be saved and be delivered. And because you persist on resisting me, that sin will not be forgiven. So there's a controversy going on. His family hears about it. You know, so now you know how it is when you start doing preaching the gospel and people start saying rumors about you. Sometimes your parents get concerned. Sometimes your family don't want to be around you. Sometimes people reject you, talk about you, and they distance themselves from you. That goes on in your own family, too. Your blood family will turn against you because they can't deal with the rumors. They can't deal with the pressure. Jesus does the same thing, Abraham Harrison and Cheryl Culver Singletary and Judy. If the pressure is on, his family is embarrassed by him. They don't like how people are talking about them, writing articles about him, talking negative about him. And this is the same thing Jesus does. So watch this. After he scorns the Jewish leadership of that day, scorns them and tells them off, he starts a training session inside of a house and started at chapter 3, verse 31. Just then, his mother and his brother showed up. Now, remember, we just finished talking about. Standing outside, they relayed a message that they wanted a word with him. Jesus was inside a house surrounded by the crowd when he was given a word of preaching or germinating a seed of words. His mother, watch this, his brothers and his sisters, which means that Mary was not a virgin forever. She was only a virgin until Christ came forth. After Christ came forth, she lay with Joseph and had other brothers and sisters. Now, I know that's contrary to Catholicism, but the Bible tells you clearly that Jesus had brothers and sisters, so she wasn't always Virgin Mary, and she definitely isn't one right now, because she had other brothers and sisters. And they wanted a private meeting with Jesus outside of the room. Now, I want you to hear me and watch me, Rhonda Gibson. This is very powerful. There are certain people you should not meet with. And there are certain meetings you should not go to. Because I realize that sometimes when people call you to certain meetings, all they're trying to do is slander you and embarrass you in front of people. And sometimes you can read them before you show up. So when folks I want to meet with you, I always ask about what. If they can't tell me in a minute or 30 seconds what it's about, I say, I won't be coming. Or I booked the meeting 2 years from now. That's what I do because I understand the meeting is nothing but drama. Every meeting does not need to be attended. I'm giving you wisdom here. Jesus does not leave where he is. He does not abandon his ministry to go speak with people trying to correct him about something when he knows they're incorrect. discernment is key to kingdom ministry. I'm talking about germination process. I'm talking about kingdom. Before we get to the part about the kingdom and germination, I got to show you the build up to the story. And this is what Jesus Christ is facing. Number one, a Jewish leadership that said he was not the Messiah, even though they knew he was. Number two, a Jewish leadership that rejected Christ, not based on doubt or not based on they didn't believe. They made a choice not to believe because they didn't like him. So you could be good at what you do, and people just don't embrace you because you're just good at what you do. All right? So that's called the spirit of unbelief. Number three, Jesus Christ shows up to come in someone's house and start teaching and training people about the kingdom. And what happened was that crowd inside the house, someone gave him a note and says, Jesus, your real mother, your real brothers, and your real sisters are outside. They want to speak with you. Jesus Christ reminds me of a body woman from $6 Million Man. Boop, 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 boop. And I hear their thoughts. They only want me to stop doing what I'm doing so I can go outside, and they try to talk me out of being who I am. I don't have time. But let me give you the insight. The real mothers and brothers and sisters in the spirit are sitting in front of me. So if my mother and brothers really wanted me, they'd bring their butt inside and sit down and hear me preach. See, some of us, we will quit what we're doing to go talk to ex-church members who sit under nobody. They're not submitted to nobody, and so they leave the ministry and don't submit to nobody, and then they want personal meeting. Don't meet with them. Don't meet with them. Don't meet with them. If they can't sit and learn like everybody else and learn to work their way through a ministry conflict, it's not worthy of your time. And I'm talking about mature members, not sheep, not little ones that go astray. That's two different types of individuals. I'm talking about mature people who've been on the ministry for a while. They're easy offended by anything. Pastor didn't call me. Pastor overlooked me. I heard something about the pastor. Pastor not spending the money right. The pastor not doing what I want him to do. And when they get mad, I want to talk to you, pastor. I'm like, well, why was you in church on Sunday? Well, I stopped coming because I want to have a meeting with you. Well, bye. No. You don't manipulate the process. No, we don't do that. No. We just don't do it. See you later. My mother, my brothers, my father, my sister and brothers are those who do the will of God. And that the scripture here says, obedience is thicker than blood. I love that translation because what Jesus is saying is, in this moment of time, I am more susceptible to those who obey the will of God than those trying to pull me out of the will of God. This is a season. Listen, everybody, watch me. Spend more time with those who celebrate you and lessen your time with those who tolerate you. Hello, Janice Moore, one of our leaders of GEG Ministries in Patterson. Learn to, listen to me carefully, now 4 minutes for break time, to spend more time with those who celebrate you and lessen your time with those who tolerate you. And they're not the same. Now, you need both, though, because there's no place in the world you go where everybody like you and love you at the same time. There are always folks who can't stand you in a certain some folks who love you, and some folks who don't want to be around you, and some folks just deal with you, but you're just in their families. All right, and I understand that. But discern the difference and know what to say and what not to say, and always remain at a level of professionalism no matter how folks treat you. You wouldn't be so far. Now, watch this, President Crystal and Janice. And this is Mark 3, verse 33. Jesus responded, "Who do you think are really my mother and my brothers?" Looking around, taking in everyone seated around him, said, right here, right in front of you, are really my mother, my brothers. And here what it means, obedience is thicker than blood. So even when it comes to relatives, siblings, no one comes before Christ. So even your mamas, your daddies, your sisters, your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your nieces, your nephews, your godkids, your grandkids, your sister-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, none of them come before Christ. So if you're going to obey Christ and you lose the relationship with them, if it takes losing them based on your relationship with Christ, stick with Christ. Stick with Christ because it's better to stick with them. And allow them to walk away. Allow them to quit. Allow them to talk about you. Trust me, it'll all spin around back to Christ at the end of the day. Hello, Rhonda Gibson. So watch this. Obedience is thicker than blood. And then Jesus says, and I thought it's so key, the person who obeys God really is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Now, that was the conversation that Jesus had with his indoor crowd. And his mother and his brothers refused to come in because they had attitude. They had attitude. You ever meet church folk who don't show up for service because they got attitude, they're mad at you, they don't come to church no more, they quit, they walk away because they got attitude. Yeah. He called her, he didn't call me. He prayed for him, he didn't pray for her. Yeah. He didn't let me sing my song, he cut me off. Right? He ain't prophesied to me, he prophesied. And they get mad for all the dumb, stupid reasons and walk away from their lifeline. That hurts, though, but I had to walk away from some people I love for the kids. That's right. President, I know it. And I'm not saying it's comfortable, Robert Santos. I'm not saying my engineer. I'm not saying it's comfortable, but I'm telling you, it is what it is. Now, it's 2:28. We're going to take a commercial break from www.mybroadcasttv.com. And Brother Robert, you take a break. Just text me. Let me know I'm coming in clear, okay? Then I got some back. I got some background noise here on my phone. And I'm going to stay online here for the my radio show here as I stay online, all right? Let's take a break. You've been listening to www.mikebroadcastdtv.com. We'll come back after the commercial break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the time that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018, providing exceptional professional and compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right. We're back to my show here, Mike Radio here at DDV Radio. You are listening to www.mikebroadcast.ddv.com. You're also watching me on Mike Live. I've been talking about seed time and harvest, the germination process. And I have not even got to the fourth chapter of Mark, Sister Linda, but I've been building on this to show you what's the mindset going into Mark chapter 4. And Jesus Christ already had to be dealing with relatives not believing in him, the Jewish leadership not believing in him. So Christ comes out the house and he goes by the seashore. And every time Jesus Christ shows up, let me tell you something, every time Jesus shows up, he got this Michael Jackson crowd from the 70s following him. There could have been close to 15 to 20,000 people. And understand that Rome was ruling over Judea. Rome was ruling over the promised land. And Rome did not like it when crowds grew, because it's possible you can cause a riot and overthrow the authorities, and many people can get hurt, including the Roman soldiers. And so they kept an eye on crowds that were swelling. So Jesus Christ was like the Michael Jackson of the day, back in the 70s when Michael Jackson had those crowds. That's what power Jesus Christ walked in. But the crowd did not all believe in Jesus. There were people that were in the crowd that did not believe in Jesus, but what they did do was they wanted the fish and the loaves. They wanted to do what I call the miracles. They wanted the signs and the wonders. They wanted all the gravy. They didn't want to follow him. No. They didn't want to be mentored. They didn't want to be trained. All they wanted was all the good stuff. They wanted just all the hello, Felicia Bryant, one of my supporters. God bless you, woman of God. I've been bragging about you and your brother. Y'all's support has been so great to our ministry. May God bless you today. So a lot of times people don't understand why sometimes leaders gotta sometimes cut family off. You know, distance yourself, because family will talk you out of the seed time and harvest. Personally, they'll talk you out of the germination process. Now, if you know anything about the plant kingdom, we're going to Mark 4. I gave you Mark chapter 3. I'm going to Mark 4. Everything in life starts off with the seed. If it has life, it starts out with the seed. If it's an animal or mankind, I don't call them the same. Animal or mankind or mammal, it started off in a seed form. And Elder Marquette Phillips, that seed was placed inside of a female, and that female produced a child or produced a plant. When you take a seed, which is male, and drop it in the ground, which is female, when the male and female factor touch and agree, the shell of the seed cracks open, and the life within the seed pushes its way to the top. And that thing becomes a plant or a tree or a vine, and it produces much fruit. So when you get to Mark chapter 4, Christ is speaking in the first century to farmers, to an agricultural nation. So they understand seed time and harvest principles. They understand weather conditions. They understand weeds. They understand what's going on. He's not talking about Facebook back then, because Facebook was not made yet. He can't talk about big skyscraper building, because skyscraper building wasn't built yet. He's talking to a people that understand his language code according to that time, that culture, that community, and that climate. So get me, and watch me. Here we go. And let's go back to Mark. Let me just turn the air on here. I had to turn my car put my window because a truck parked next to me. Every time I teach, there's always someone got to come try to disturb what I'm doing. But let me just stick with this. Here we go. So we see this right here. This is very key. I want you to see this, okay? Jesus goes in Mark chapter 4, verse 1. It says he went back to teaching by the sea. So every house he was in, he left the house, and he walked by the seashore. Now, I want you to get an idea. Have you ever been to Sandy Hook Beach? Who been to Sandy? Anybody watching been to Sandy Hook Beach? Sandy Hook Beach is a beautiful beach, man. Imagine Jesus Christ standing by the beach, and Jesus Christ gets all these folks that gathered by the water. Now, the reason why Jesus Christ teaches by the sea, because Jesus is a scientist. The brother is brilliant. They don't have a microphone back then, but the water working with his voice amplifies his voice. Crazy, man. Christ is so smart. So even though there's not an electrical system, he is still using the natural elements to communicate a message. Hello, Chris Alfords and Chantel Ricks. God bless you, the owner of the bank, prophesying. And so watch this, Chris and Chantel Ricks. Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 4 stands by the beach. Stands by, hello, Audrey Jones, my spiritual daughter. Love you so much. May God continue to bless you and your mom. And Audrey Jones, Jesus Christ stands by Mark chapter 4, and it says this. He went back to teaching by the sea or the beach, Sandy Hook Beach. I'll make it plain. A crowd built up to such a great size, he had to get into an offshore boat, using the boat as a pulpit as the people pushed to the water's edge. So just imagine going to Sandy Hook Beach, and the crowd got to be so big that Christ had to stand inside of a boat right by the Sandy Hook Beach. And the crowds of 15, 20,000 are standing in front of Jesus as he begins to teach the germination process. Now watch me, Audrey, Chantel Ricks, Chris Affords, Judy Kay, Elder Marquette Phillips. He is going to teach a parable that 20,000 people are listening to. Now, many of you, I don't want you to get mad when I say this. I know when I'm preaching and teaching on Facebook, everybody don't hear me. There's only a small core that will receive what I'm saying, and then they will carry out what I tell them to do. There's certain folks who will hear me all the time and never sow a seed, never initiate obedience. So it's like you continue to hear the same thing over and over. You clap for me, but I don't see no fruits. I don't see no actions. So it's like going to a restaurant, eat up all the food, never paying for it, never giving a tip. You never sow, and they use the excuse, I can't afford it. Yeah, but you pay your rent, you pay your mortgage, you buy your clothes. Folks, you can give what you want to give. But I realize I speak to all types of people. Now, when I teach and preach to the crowd, I teach real deep, all right? But Pastor Ray Lankford, sometimes on SITU or M318, I go to the nitty-gritty. I go deeper than this, and I try to share deeper truths with those who are in covenant with me, my tithers, my givers, my seed sowers, my serious supporters who pray and financially support me. They get something extra. I don't give everything the same to everybody. I know people teach that, but they really don't. There is discrimination in the body of Christ, to tell you the truth. There's not discrimination in salvation, but there's discrimination when it comes to obedience. Because the person that obeys God is blessed more than someone that don't obey God. And just because you saved doesn't mean you obey. I know a lot of saved folk would love to sing that song. Your grace and mercy has brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you for your mercy too. Your grace and mercy has brought me through. And we sing this song every Sunday. And then we walk out in the parking lot, we're nasty, we curse folks out, we don't tithe, we don't give offerings, we curse out the preacher, we teach something in school, totally contrary to our pastor. Every time we talk about leadership, it's always bad. See, that's not someone that's going to get blessed the way God wants them to be blessed. Now, people live, people get up every day, go to work, and that is God's grace and mercy. But there's something deeper for saints that obey, for saints that sacrifice, for saints that go beyond the call of duty. God ain't going to treat you the same way he treats everybody else. I'm sorry. There's a blessing for the obedient one that's different than those that are disobedient. And you can give me that grace message all you want. When someone is not obedient, they don't get the same blessing as someone that is obedient, period. That's just like children. Mother and father's trying to take care of the kids, and the middle son keep on selling drugs, going to jail, you know, and can't trust them. I'm not giving you the key to my house. Every time I give you the key, you got a bunch of women up in the house, running wild in my house. But I give the son key to my eldest son who's responsible. You don't give extra stuff to people that disobedient. What's wrong with you? I don't even need scripture for that. So in Mark chapter 4, Jesus Christ is actually teaching a principle here. And here's the principle. Even though I give this story to the crowd, I only want the core group to hear it. Let me say it again. Even though I give this major germination kingdom story to the crowd of 15, 20,000, I really only want my core group to get it. So out of 15, 20,000 people, I only want the 12 plus the 70 to hear me. Everything else is for everybody to scratch their head and say, I don't know what he's talking about, and walk away. Because I don't want those that's not a part of my movement to get a hold of this. So he told stories in parable form. Now watch this. Let me show that to you. When the crowd gathered and the crowd got large, Jesus Christ got in the boat and began to teach the crowd. That include 15 to 20,000 people. That include his 12 disciples and probably his 70, which makes 82. So all we say is the crowd of 20,000, A, the crowd of the 82, B, and there's another crowd that never comes to the beach because they don't have time. I don't even want to hear. I don't like them. So you got three different crowds, but the one he's talking to is the crowd of A and B, the crowd of the 20,000 and the 82. Now watch this. It says he taught by using stories, many stories. Verse 3, listen, what do you make of this? A farmer planted seed. Now, they know what that is. They're farmers. Or a farmer dropped seed in the ground for the purposes of germination. As he scattered the seed, some of it fell on the road, and the birds ate it. Birds represent demons, too, y'all. Some fell in the gravel. It sprouted quickly, but it didn't put any roots. So when the sun came up and withered, it just went away quickly. Some fell in the weeds, and your weeds, they eat up flowers, eat up life. As it came up, it was strangled amongst the weeds, and nothing came of it. And then he said, but some of you in this crowd, the 82, y'all, not the mass, the 82, some fell on great soil, or good soil, Alex. Miss you, Alex. Great soil, a great earth. And it came up and it began to produce and flourish, producing a harvest exceeding their wildest dreams. I love the remix for this. Right? Sister, watch this. Then he says, are you listening to this? Are you really listening? And then he closes the sermon out. Now I want you to get a hold of this. Catch this, Alex. Catch this, Crystal, President. Catch this, Ray, Pastor Ray. Catch this, Audrey. Catch this, Chantel. 20,000 people heard him tell the story. And when he closed the story out, this is how he closed it out. Are you listening to this? Are you really listening? And he gets out the boat and walks away. I'm like saying, yo, that's all we get. That's all I'm saying. And he walks away. I don't know why folks feel, because they give a sermon, they got to answer everybody's question and break everything down and explain everything to everybody. Sometimes leave folks wondering. Say a sermon, they'll explain everything. Just drop it and then walk away and see if you really want to understand. I learned that too. Don't explain everything to everybody. Let them be scratching their heads. Why did you say that? Why did you say that? And when they come back later, you can see how bad they want to know it. Jesus does not explain the parable to the crowd. Now, what he does, Yolanda, my girl, when they were off by themselves, those who are close to him along with the 12 ask about the stories. So he walks away from the 20,000, Yolanda, and the small group of 12, now my Bible says the 12, but one Bible says the 12, the few, and the 12 found him by himself. And this is what it says. When they were off by themselves, those who were close to him along with the 12, yes, ask him about this story. And he told them, who's the them? The 12 plus the 70, the 82. He said, you've been given great insight into God's kingdom. And I'm going to show you how it works. But to those who can't see it yet, to those who persist in unbelief, to those who are only after the fish and loaves, to those who don't even accept my messiahship, to those who don't care about it, I gave it to them in mystery stories so that it will nudge them towards receptive insight. But at the present time, these people don't want to believe. They choose to close their eyes, close their ears, and shut their heart down. Let me say it again. They choose to close their eyes, to close their ears, to close their heart. Let me explain it in a few minutes. Remind me, this, Sister Crystal. And that's why Jesus says, whose eyes are open, but they don't see a thing. Whose ears are open, but don't understand a word. Who avoid making an about face and get forgiven. That's what the translation of the Remix Bible. I thought this was powerful. So he said, the crowd of people that were standing here with the 82, these are people who have made a decision to close their eyes, stop up their ears, and shut their heart down. Now, I'm offering this thing to them, but they have made a decision to block me out. They're operating in a spirit of unbelief. So I'm not going to share all my Holy Ghost jewels. I'm not going to throw all the stuff to the swine. I am going to share it with this small group, the 82, who really want to be a part of my circle. That's why I do M3AKs. That's why I do SITU. That's why I do this thing about who commits to supporting Pastor Mike, because I understand I'm not for the crowd. I'm for those who support me, who pray for me and financially sow seed to support us. That's who you spend most of your time with, because whoever honors you sows into you. Write that thing down. I'm trying to tell you. Now watch this. He said in verse 13 of Mark 4, 248, I got a few minutes. He continued, do you see how this story works? All my stories work this way. The farmer plants the word. Some people like to see that falls on the hardy soil of the road. No sooner do they hear the word than Satan snatches away what's been planted in them. And some that was in that crowd are like the seed that the land, the seed gets on the land and the gravel. When they first hear the word, they respond with great enthusiasm. But then they're so shallow in their character that when the emotions wear off and some difficulty arrives, there's nothing to show for it. You ever met them folk? They shout on Sunday. They got the right song. They shout and dance until someone offends them or say something negative. You quit. They quit and walk away. They're shallow. Shallow. Quit easy. They have no grit. They got no sticking power. And there's nothing to show for it. And then he says, also in that crowd is the seed cast in the weeds. Represents the ones who hear the kingdom news but are overwhelmed with the cares of this world or the trickiness of riches. And they have to do and all the things they want to get. It strangles what they heard and nothing comes out of it. Then he says to the 82, this is the part I like, but this seed planted in you, the 82, is good soil, good earth, right earth, represents those who hear what I'm saying and they embrace it. And this people, this 82, will bring forth a harvest beyond your wildest dreams. Oh, my God. Are you serious? You mean I can get a harvest that's beyond my wildest dreams? Yes. Yes, you can. But here's the key. You got to be that soil that receives the seed and practice the germination process. You can't try it one time and quit. You can't say, I've given up. I can't give no more. No, don't do that. Keep giving. Keep believing. Keep trusting. And what happened is every seed you sowed, the life will come out that seed. It'll break to the top of the ground. And what is so small will become a mighty tree. Watch this, Judy. Jocelyn McWilliams, woman of God. This is a power woman of God. This is a businesswoman. If you guys want to get something done for business, reach out to Jocelyn McWilliams. Jocelyn, you can post your stuff on my page anytime. This is a mighty woman. She don't play around. She understands her stuff. You're trying to get something done, connect to Jocelyn McWilliams. Her and her brother are some powerful people in the body of Christ. God bless you, Jocelyn. Please inbox me, Jocelyn. God bless you and what God's doing through you. Thank you for watching Mike Live. And those, of course, listen to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Now, when you continue from verse 20 of Mark 4 and get to verse 21, Jesus went on to say, does anyone bring a lamp home and put it under a wash tub? No. Or beneath a bed? No. Don't you put it on a table or on a mantle? We're not keeping secrets. We're telling them. We're not hiding things. We're bringing them out in the open. Are you listening to this, really listening? Listen carefully to what I'm saying, but be wary of the shrewd advice that tells you how to get ahead in the world on your own. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. Stinginess impoverishes. Are you reading this? He said, the way the kingdom work is by giving. The way the kingdom work is receiving the kingdom and walking in this thing. Don't hear the word and disobey. Don't read God's word and then give me your personal experiences and stop doing it. You tithe, give offerings. You keep working hard because your breakthrough will come through. You know, there have been so many millionaires and billionaires that died. It was in process, but you quit early. You stopped giving early. You got to understand it deals with seed, time, and harvest principles, germination process. Three people today. I challenge folks to sow seed into my community. Then three folks jumped onto there and sowed seed. Hallelujah. And they're going to get a harvest. They're going to break the wire because they dare to believe the word of the prophet. They're practicing seed time and harvest principle, germination process. The seed doesn't produce until it dies. So somehow keeping your stuff. I'm not giving a ministry. I'm not supporting people. I'm trying to figure this thing out. How do you watch people on TV study and learn from them and never send in the seed? I'm sitting in the backyard of the Exxon Mobil gas station. And I'm watching all these cars pull up. And I'm hearing folks say, fill up, super, plus. And gas, fill up a tank, $50, $60. Some folks, $30. No one pulls up to the tank and says, give me free gas. And pull off and don't pay for it. How do we treat the word of God so disrespectfully? Hear the word, receive the word. Don't tithe, don't give. Attend your local church every Sunday and never bless the men and women of God. What's wrong with us? You are a thief and a robber. I'm prophesying to many of you watching me today. Practice seed time and harvest principles. Don't be moved by family members. Don't let folks talk you out of sticking with the kingdom. Stick with the kingdom. Stick with the kingdom. I got 1 minute left. It'll be 2:55. Stick with the kingdom. Tomorrow morning at 9:30, we have a regular church service, the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church at 9:30. I'm going to later on that night, and President Chris will post, I'm going to be on radio. I'm going to be interviewed. We're going to talk about some issues that deal with our nation. And Chris will post that. But I want you to understand that I'm asking 12 of you today to sow $100 seed. Before you get off the broadcast, if you watch me, if you can take the challenge and sow $100 seed, do it right now in Jesus' name. $Pastor Michael 7, via PayPal, supermike777@gmail.com. And the Cash App out loud is $PastorMichael7. You can go to the Cash App. I don't have the Cash App code in front of me, Sister Cree. You have to post that. But you can go to the Cash App, my $PastorMichael7, or you go PayPal, supermike777@gmail.com, or if you live in the Passaic County area, if you live in the Burton County area, if you live in the Hudson County area, I will drive to where you're at, pick up your seed, and pray for you. You can't make it no easier. Thank God for a few years more. I'm going to call them out by initials, GG, DH, Dr. J. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I got to go. And if you want to sow a seed, just inbox me. You can also inbox me on Messenger, Brother Robert Santos. And church service, you have to inbox me for my church address. I do my church service, okay, Robert? Gotta go. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Gotta go. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.